Alicia and Irinka were in the kitchen, alone for the first time that day. They'd worked dutifully beside each other for the past week, but their relationship was gone. What would happen when they left the Kennedys that night? Would they ever have a proper goodbye? "I go home now," Irinka said, and shimmied into her coat. "You stayin' clean." Alicia looked at the dishes lined up on the counter, the untold piles the caterers left behind. It would have been a tall task for the two of them, but Alicia was not up for the fight.
"Do vizenia,"
Irinka said and opened the door. She set one foot outside. "Wait," Alicia said. Irinka hesitated, and in that split second, Alicia took her last chance. "After tonight, I won't be working here," she said. "And lucky you, you won't be forced to interact with me multiple times per week," Irinka grunted in response. "So, is this it?" Alicia asked. "Do you plan to speak to me again, or is the friendship over?"
"We are not friends."
"Ren," Alicia took a few cautious steps forward. "What did I do? We had such fun in Oklahoma. You were the single decent thing about that place. Then you've invited me here to the Cape only to shut me out?"
"I never invite you. My letters were to Alfreda and Zula. You stole them."
"I didn't steal them." Irinka's letters were mostly addressed to Alicia's roommates, but Alfreda and Zula passed them around. That was the point of bragging, wasn't it? To make it clear to all the girls how far from the YWCA she'd flown.